DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Will Reeve. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, President Biden remembering the civil rights icon at a Washington event today honoring his memory. The president says there is much still to be accomplished.
Well, folks, but we have a lot of unfinished work to do, though. A lot of unfinished work. We have to keep building on it.
Republicans are demanding to see visitor logs from President Biden's home as part of the growing investigation into classified documents found from Biden's time as vice president. The White House says the president does not keep such logs for his private residence. Meanwhile, the White House says it will cooperate fully with the special counsel investigation into those classified documents. An investigation is underway into a close call at New York's JFK Airport. A Delta jet aborted its takeoff because an American Airlines plane crossed a runway in front of it, coming within 1,000 feet. Relief, the last of a string of drenching storms, is moving away from California. This is ABC News. An apology now from a San Francisco art gallery owner who turned a water hose on a homeless man outside his business. Video of the incident surfacing last week. Collier Gwynn, in his own posting, says he's appalled at what he did.
I'm deeply apologetic and abhorred when I watch that video. I completely broke. I'm not equipped or trained to deal with a long-term citywide problem like this.
The video sparking a renewed call by local leaders to find better ways to help the homeless. Walgreens is now lifting limits on purchases of kids' cold medicine.